always like to give you a little shot of good news in the morning. We go to the great state of Georgia, where there's a place called the Okefenokee Swamp, and it's just been added to the World Heritage List of National Wildlife Refuges. It's a natural landmark, and this puts it into good company, like Yellowstone National Park,
Okefenokee,
the Grand Canyon, the Florida Everglades. It's on the UNESCO World Heritage List, and that helps to protect it. Most of the swamp is protected within the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge, which is the most visited national wildlife refuge east of the Mississippi. The massive refuge contains a lot. I don't know if this is a selling point for you, but there's wetlands, there's forests, there's savannas.
Ooh.
There's an endangered longleaf pine habitat, and it's home to some 856 plant species, 238 bird species, 48 mammals, and we's a whole bunch of alligators.
Oh, I'll stay away.
That's all right. Let it be, and if you love nature, if that's part of your world, that's good news for you. Other good news story comes from Connecticut, where a guy is in a surprisingly good mood after being bit by a shark. He was snorkeling in the Bahamas, was on one of those little excursions, let's go out in the water, celebrating his 40th wedding anniversary.
We've all done those.
The excursions?
Yes, I did a few.
Yeah, well, this guy left with stitches. So he's there celebrating his 40th wedding anniversary. 26 stitches in his leg, 4 more stitches in his hand.
Wow.
What I noticed is he's not really upset about the whole thing. He's like, eh, I got some scars and a good memory.
I wonder if his wife was really upset. It's 40 years.
She was at the bar. It's fine. Happy anniversary to this beautiful couple. That's your good news on Kiss 98.5.